The painful thing about today's conversation, conversations, whether it be exporters trying to get their fruits to Russia, whether it be our stance and our wishy-washy commentary or statement with respect to what's happening in Ukraine to the United Nations, particularly as compared to previously neutral countries like Switzerland, and of course then all the way to our conversation with Rudy Heinecke with respect to state capture, is that they're all points along the exact same thread. And the thread that holds them together is that lack of integrity. All of it. It was put very well in a voice note that came through a little earlier about people who have dirt on you, dirt on others, people who know where the bodies are buried, who have, you know, similar blood on their hands, or at the very least have witnessed you getting your blood, your hands dirty. It takes an Angelo Agresti, and I think it's poignant that that happens to be the testimony that we've been playing for you today, and that's the part of the investigation that came out in the state capture report. It takes one amongst the filthy hands to come clean. We can stand outside the situation and tear our hair out and point towards, we know that these guys are corrupt and those guys are corrupt, but unfortunately, in order for us to have gotten anywhere, Angelo Agresti had to come forward and really fall on his sword, and he did. He gave thorough, detailed testimony, not looking for hero worship, clearly said, I know that I am criminal and I'm part of this criminal outfit, and I understand that I'm going to be facing time for doing so. And I know I'm not a good guy, but I'm letting you know what's happening here. Maybe not a good guy, but certainly would prefer a lesser evil, the greater of which, of course, is this crumbling state. And for as long as that entire thread from not speaking out about Zimbabwe since 2000, from not speaking out about Omar Bashir, all the way through to where we stand on Syria, all the way through to where we stand on Ukraine, all the way through to how we protect people under who commit gender-based violence, criminal acts of gender-based violence, keep them as ministers, keep them or deputy ministers, keep them as members of parliament, members of our party, allow this integrity committee to let people slide and have to table whether or not they should be suspended as secretary generals on the basis of allegations, and holding this high bar of innocence until proven guilty in a court of law that we already know sits inside a frayed and dysfunctional justice system. For as long as one doesn't place ethics above the law, which is where it sits, and first and foremost in the way one approaches, you will not get another Angelo Agresti. And so that integrity database to which Rudy refers really does rely on us, those members of the economy that continue to be funding this entire racket. Government doesn't have money. You have money that you hand over as tax. There's no other source for government besides, I suppose, lending. But even then, they need to do that on the back of your tax. And so, yeah, I do think one way or another, the buck is going to end up stopping with us. There is not going to be some form of realization that is going to happen within this party. And for those who have defended my critiques of Cyril Ramaphosa since he stepped into power, I'm not sure if you're seeing that. That was your great white hope. We don't even have the 6 weekly updates on commercial crimes units. He's not about to agree to, it would seem. And I'm not sure where we'd be looking for anybody to do so. And therefore, I guess it has to be up to us to not necessarily have to wait for the legal outcomes, but to use the ethical outcomes according to our own barometer of what morals stand for. And I feel quite strongly about that.